As you heard in our top story, the Prime Minister Tony Abbott said Sydney was nothing but bush when the Europeans arrived. Labor's Indigenous Affairs spokesman Shane Newman says the Prime Minister's claim shows he is in favour of the terra nullius view of Australian history. He's called on Tony Abbott to apologise for the offence he has caused. Kirsty Parker from the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples says Mr Abbott should provide a clear explanation for what he said, because it's being interpreted as erasing Aboriginal people from Australian history. She's been speaking to political reporter Anna Henderson.
I think they're bizarre comments for a man who's declared himself the Prime Minister for Indigenous Affairs to have made. I'd say they were a blunder, except that this is becoming a habit for the Prime Minister. On several occasions, just in the last couple of months, he has made comments that effectively erase Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from the landscape. This is something that I think does tremendous damage to the relationship between Indigenous people and the Prime Minister, and they're certainly comments that I think he should be explaining.
What the Prime Minister said was that there was nothing in the area around Sydney but bush when the First Fleet arrived, and he also said that it must have been like arriving on the moon for those people who were on board those boats. Now, isn't it fair enough in the context of an infrastructure discussion for the Prime Minister to make those comments, and aren't you reading too much into them?
No, I don't think that I or other Aboriginal people are reading too much into these comments. If the Prime Minister is saying that when the First Fleet arrived, there was no society, no structures, no organisation in place, that is simply not true. Aboriginal people were here. They had complex societies. They interacted amongst themselves, but also with the environment. They managed the environment and they were here.
The Prime Minister has been criticised for remarks he made earlier in the year about white settlement being the defining moment in Australian history, but he's since clarified those remarks to explain further his view and how much damage was done by the arrival of British settlement. So doesn't that give more context to these kinds of remarks and suggest that the Prime Minister is very well aware of the sensitivities?
Well, it would say to me that I might have expected that he would know better not to make such comments without some sort of context. You're absolutely right. He did say that the arrival of the First Fleet was the defining moment in Australia's history. And to some extent it was. The denial of Aboriginal people, their custodianship and ownership of this place was denied, and that has set the tone for the laws of this place. That is true. But it took quite a bit of time for the Prime Minister to make that clarification. He was made aware of the feeling amongst Aboriginal people when he made his original comment. Again, he has come in now and made comments that he will have to explain after the event. It would just be better if he was able to speak about this country with an appreciation for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Labor is calling for the Prime Minister to make some kind of apology and to acknowledge that his remarks were offensive. Would you join in requesting some kind of response from Tony Abbott?
I think the Prime Minister certainly needs to explain his comments. He needs to demonstrate an understanding of why they are insulting to Aboriginal people. And it's very important that he do that. He came into the job declaring that he would make Indigenous affairs one of, if not his top priorities. And that involves improving the relationship between Indigenous people and his government. And this is not the start of the process, but, you know, it's an unfortunate turn of events.
Kirsty Parker from the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. The Prime Minister's office has been contacted for a response.